A number of years ago, I heard a talk, and the speaker shared an image that really connected with me because I thought, that's a great deal of truth in that. And he was mentioning that if we're really to have an alive faith that really impacts, that there needs to be in our lives a 12-inch drop. And what did he mean by that? He said that our relationship with God, it's got to go from up here to drop down into here, into our heart and our soul. And the truth of that is, you could have 12 years of Catholic education, you could memorize parts of the Bible, and it still have no impact whatsoever in your life. It just stays up in your head. And Christianity is fundamentally about a relationship. And it has to go beyond the knowing about Christ to really knowing Him. And I think that's what happens when it goes from up here to down here. But we need God's grace, and we need to have humility and to exercise our freedom to make that happen. Because the Lord's never going to force Himself into our hearts. I think about my own experience growing up. I grew up in a Catholic household, and we went to Mass every Sunday. I went to a Catholic grade school, and so I knew a lot about God. When I got into high school, and still continue to go to Mass, but when I was my freshman year, I announced to my mother and my father that I no longer needed religious education. And I said, why? And I said, I know all this stuff. And I thought I did, but in hindsight, I didn't know much at all. And I get into my later high school years and right after high school. And do you know who was at the center of my universe? Me. And we've probably all been there before, and that's not the best place to be spiritually. And again, we want to have a healthy self-regard, and that's a good thing. But spiritually, I had really pushed God to the sidelines, and the consequence for me was some disorder in my life, and really doing some dumb things, and going down some dead end roads. And the turning point came for me when I was around 20 years old. And life kind of brought me to my knees, and I think I finally opened myself up to something much greater. And what the Lord did was, because I opened myself, it did go down in here. Not that He was not there, but I think I finally surrendered myself to that and really got myself out of the center. And life is more peaceful, more joyful, and not that I still had to continue to learn and to grow. And even with a vibrant and alive relationship with God, you're still going to have your problems and difficulties. But when He's at the center, our lives are more ordered, they're more connected, and we're given wisdom, we're given strength. And in today's gospel, we hear Jesus proclaiming His message, and He's bringing healing into people's lives, He's bringing forgiveness. And what happens is people receive that presence into themselves. Their lives are changed. There's transformation. You look at His disciples. It took them a while to get there too. But when that change happens and that transformation changes everything. Looking back, my attitude changed, the way I talked, related to people. Because when the Lord is alive in our hearts, it really changes everything. And it's not just you or me. But he lets us know that He is there, and he really works through our lives to truly have an impact. Pope Francis became Pope a little over 5 years ago. He said something in early on in his pontificate, and it seemed very simple on the surface. But he exhorted all Catholics to a renewed personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It almost sounded evangelical in the way it was, and very basic. But what he was mentioning when he made that exhortation is that we've gotten way too focused on a lot of peripherals to the expense of what's really at the core. You probably heard that old saying, keep the main thing the main thing. And as Catholics, we can kind of drift from the main thing. And really, the key to an alive, vibrant, lived Christianity is allowing the Lord to be the Lord and be at the center. And we are much happier when He is there. Not that it's ever going to be struggle-free. For our parish, all the ministries we have. We have a lot of different activities. We have all ministry, a lot of ministries. And really, they should all be oriented in a way to kind of guide us toward that deeper friendship with the Lord. And we can do that in a lot of different ways. There's a lot, some people are really interested in service, some more retreats, and you know, different ministries and activities. But it all has to be ordered toward that center. And the more the Lord is alive in our hearts, when we're out there, family, work, wherever we're at, we're going to be strengthened to reflect the gospel message. And the Jesus who brought healing and forgiveness in today's gospel, he brings it into our lives. And he said to his own disciples that he gave them their mission. It's really the mission of the church, whatever age we're in. He said, go and make disciples. Live it and share it. And I want to just mention one particular ministry today. In our parish, we have a lot of different retreat-type programs for different ages. And this one's for adults. And for the adults who are here today, I'd like to give an encouragement for you to consider participating in this one. It's just about a month down the road. It's a Light of the World retreat. We've had a number of them. But it's a wonderful means to deepen that friendship with the Lord. And he can do that in a lot of different ways. But I find a retreat experience can be a special way to do that. And the next one we have is on March 10th and 11th. There's also a Friday night component and Monday, but the main part is an 8 to 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. And it's led by the priests of the parish and by parishioners who give the talks. There's discussions, celebration of sacraments, some quiet time. There's some great meals. It's a lot of fun. There's a lot of joy and laughter. But you may sense in your life, in your faith journey, that maybe you've gotten a little bit stagnant. Or how do I get to the next step? Or maybe even kind of sense the Lord in your heart and soul inviting you to deeper waters. And you wonder, how do I get there? And he can do that in any way. But these particular retreat experiences can be great ways to take that step to that deeper friendship with him and allowing to go from up here more down into here. And that changes everything in a positive way. So please consider that. It's on the horizon. And again, it's led by our parish priests and by parishioners. And through the talks and the celebration of the sacraments and the different dimensions of that weekend, the Lord does great things. And it's done in a very casual atmosphere over at in Dempsey Hall. So that's on the horizon. If you want to participate in that, we'll have someone in back after Mass or even just through the bulletin or the parish website. Again, not everyone can participate in that, obviously. But there's something we all participate in, and it's the church really considers Lent to be a retreat-type experience for whatever age we are. And we pray that through Lent, which is on the horizon, that for each one of us here, that we are able to make that journey deeper into the heart and into the soul. And the Lord, he helps us to do that. Again, through our prayer, through the Mass, through the sacraments. So as we prepare for that on the near horizon, may it be a blessed journey for each one of us. And one of the dangers for any Catholic, any Christian, is we just put on an autopilot, and we do that long enough, and we can very easily just veer off course. So let's ask the Lord to help us take a close look at our own heart and our soul and our own journey, that again, it can kind of go from up here, more down into here, that not only we know about him, but know him and be open to his grace and that discipleship and to be his presence in the world. God bless you.